our citizens need to feel safe here. Citizens will vote with their feet, and they will move out of their neighborhoods or their townships or their county if they do not feel safe or if they feel like their children aren't safe. If they have the means to, and a lot of our citizens don't, and that's no way for citizens to live, it's no way for a mayor to lead. And so number one priority, the number one fix that's ahead of a Shreve administration is turning the trend line of urban violence, not just urban, but even in the more rural townships, around and reversing these trend lines. I can't come into office and make it all go away, but I can come into office and stand up talent around the Shreve administration to begin quarter by quarter by quarter reversing some of these trend lines that have challenged our city under the Hogsett administration for the last 4 years.
We know that's, you know, difficult, and that there are many different ways that you can do that. Where do you think it's important to start?
We need enough police on the streets, because we're in this sort of just reactive staffing level where they can respond to the violence, but there's no ability to be community-facing, proactive, in front of neighborhood associations, listening, getting ahead of some of the challenges that we have here. They don't have the bandwidth to deal with the policing of property crimes. This broken window theory of good community policing is not a theory. You know, if we don't have the bandwidth to deal with some of the smaller property level issues and crimes, they snowball into violent crime. And I'd also offer that our challenge on this front today is not fiscal. I mean, I've been on the council, I've served on the IMPD Staffing Commission, I've been through lots of budget cycles, and we have funded and authorized 320 additional men and women, sworn officers on the force, than what we have. And the challenge is leadership and the retention of that talent, because we lose more than we are bringing in the front door. And those that we are losing are simply higher value because they are higher in the experience level than the first-year recruits that we keep bringing in class by class.